This is The State of Things, live from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. I'm Frank Stasio. You can watch this live stream of our show right now at our website, stateofthings.org. We're also on Facebook Live. And we're talking about bluegrass, which has been a part of Becky Buller's life since she was 5 years old. Grew up as the fiddler in her family band in Minnesota. Traveled to regional music festivals and learned from performers there about how to play bluegrass. And she received classical training on an instrument known in that world as the violin. Today, she heads up the Becky Buller Band, and this year was nominated for 8 awards by IBMA. That's more than any other artist. Last night, she picked up 2 of those awards. They weren't hers, but she picked them. No. You won 2 awards. Congratulations. Gospel Recorded Performance of the Year. And for Recorded Event of the Year, she's in the studio with me now, along with 2 other members of the Becky Buller Band, including Ned Lubrecki, who won this year's IBMA Banjo Player of the Year
award.
And Nate Lee is with us, too, on the mandolin. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you all here.
Thanks for having us back, Frank.
It is such a pleasure to see you again.
It's been a couple years.
It has. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked a little bit about your biography, but not quite much. You grew up in a family band. And playing bluegrass in Minnesota, what's the scene like there?
In Minnesota, you know what? We have a really vibrant and healthy bluegrass and old-time music scene in Minnesota. The Minnesota Bluegrass Old-Time Music Association is about 40 years old, and we had the honor of getting to play their August festival just a few weeks ago, and it was wonderful to go back home, and that's a great event. That's been nominated. I don't think it's ever won, but it's been nominated several times for the IBMA event.
Well, a few people know that bluegrass was really born in Blue Earth, Minnesota.
Along with the Jolly Green Giant.
The home of the Jolly Green Giant,
yes.
Blue Earth,
Anytime
Minnesota.
Anytime I drive past there on I-90, I have to stop and get my picture made. I've made the band do it a couple times now.
Wait, was it a family? Did you actually tour a family band like for parties, or did you play out a little bit?
Yeah, we played a lot of churches, a lot of festivals. We were very regional. We played in Minnesota, in Iowa, and got as far as the geographical center of South Dakota. We played a buffalo farm one 4th of July, and they paid us in a buffalo hide and an old cook stove that my dad still had. in his wood
wow.
shop at the house back in Minnesota.
That's fantastic. Would you play a song for us?
We would love to. This is a song with a local connection, and my co-writer on this is Linda Dawson, and bless her heart, she loaned me her guitar for today. And so this guitar helped write this song. This is about a fella from Harnett County, and his name was John D. Champion. Teach you how to fly, send you to Alaska. The Japanese have us on the run, but now we got the lightning one. Would you test her if we asked you? You gotta know there's a good chance you won't make it. Pull up on your bootstraps, John. Mama's taken sick, better get home mighty quick. He didn't even ask permission. They all said there's a good chance she won't make it. Taking off soon from Raleigh. An eager crowd gathered at the strip, too short for him to lift a P-38 or the pine tree. They all said there's a good chance he won't make it.
Becky Buller playing the song from Becky Buller's latest album, Crepe Paper Heart. Becky Buller on the fiddle and vocals, Ned Lubarecki on the banjo and guitar and vocals, and eventually, today, in that moment, he was playing banjo. And Nate Lee, very clever, the human adverb. You called him the human adverb because
yep.
It's Nate
Lee. Nate Lee.
Nate Lee.
He does things in a Nate Lee sort of way.
On the mandolin and vocals. Becky performing tonight at the Red Hat Amphitheater in Raleigh with the First Ladies of Bluegrass. Tell us more about John D. Champion.
Yeah, that was a snapshot from his life. That really happened. And he was a test pilot in World War II. And one thing we didn't say in the song and I find really interesting is that he was a farm boy. But, you know, after the war, a lot of those guys went on to become commercial pilots. Right. And John D. obviously had enough of that, and he went back to farming. No more flying for him.
Very cool. Cool song. And
thank
but
you.
Talk about the album, Crepe Paper Heart. Kind of a full of sad songs.
It came out February 14th with a name like that. We had to release it on Valentine's Day. And we drew that title from the first song on the album, which is actually called Another Love Gone Wrong. And we
so what? Well, yeah, it was either Trains, Mountains, or that. So
pretty much, yeah, yeah. So there's actually, you know, quite a few sad songs on the record. Although we mixed up the feel a lot. I feel like we did good with that. I always try to make sure that, you know, when we put an album together, that we have enough variety on there to keep people interested for 45 minutes.
Kind of dangerous using French words in.
Yes, it is, and I've had there's been a lot of trouble pronouncing that title, and I had one DJ that he said, "Okay, we're going to hear a song from Creepy Paper Heart,"
and which I was,
and now we all call it Creepy. And Sam Bush, who is one of my special guests on this album, love Sam Bush. Going to see him Saturday night with Leftover Salmon, sitting in with them at the Red Hat as well. And but Sam, now he'll come up to me and say, "How's that Creepy Paper Heart doing for you?"
It's got to be the next album,
right? Yeah.
You do a song for us now. We do another one.
Absolutely, we're going to do a song that I wrote with Sarah Majors, a wonderful writer up in Nashville. And this is a song that I always send out to my family in Tennessee, my husband's family. I didn't get to meet my mother-in-law, but I know she was an amazing woman because I have a wonderful husband and an incredible sister-in-law. And I know that part of that is the reflection of my mother-in-law that I didn't get to meet. So this is in her memory. It's called Heart of the House. The curtains stay closed so the dust doesn't show. Thank you.
was the heart of the house. The heart of the house. She was the heart of the house. And it's empty.
Becky Buller Band, Heart of the House. Becky Buller's on fiddle. Ned Lubarecki is on the banjo. Nate Lee is on mandolin. They're in town for the IBMA Awards. And you can catch Becky tonight at the Red Hat Amphitheater in Raleigh playing with the first Ladies of Bluegrass. And, you know, we're talking about the Ladies of Bluegrass, and this is largely a male-dominated field. I think that is still true, Becky, and I wonder what it's like for you playing in this world.
You know what? I've never been told I couldn't do it. And I've always strived.
You can't do it.
Thanks, Ned. That makes me feel
just
better.
Want to be the first.
Yeah. You know, I mean you get those people that would say, "Yeah, you play pretty good for a girl." You know, I mean, they just want to say something, and that's all right. But honestly, I've always just thought of myself as a picker. And you know, if I can't cut it, I don't deserve the gig. And I've been treated that way. Really, for the most part. So.
And I think
and
duly recognized with a number of awards that are well.
So
we've got time
excited.
For a couple more songs if we get, because I do want to hear the Kitchen Squirrel Medley.
Oh.
If we can do that now. And
oh,
then,
really?
And
we've got time for that?
We've got time, and then we'll kind of scurry on.
Okay.
Here.
All right. We'll give Ned a second to change capos. And
That's about a two-minute song. That's about two minutes and nine seconds.
Yeah. And I do want to say real quick while he's doing that just excited to be part of the First Ladies show tonight, and excited to see where that goes. Missy and Allison are heroes of mine, and from a long way back, and now Sierra and Molly have also become heroes of mine.
Sierra Hall, Molly Tuttle. Yeah.
Yeah, and
good stuff.
Shoo, yeah. So let's play.
All right. This is a medley of tunes that actually comes from my CD. Which I just want to point out, when my CD came out, I invited Becky to sing a couple and play the fiddle on them. And back when we first recorded it, she was not yet the 2016 IBMA Fiddle Player and Female Vocalist of the Year. But then after she was on my album, she was both of those things.
Well, let me tell you.
I'm glad I could finally return the favor, Ned.
Not that I'm taking credit, but I got her for a better price
record.
Back then.
Well, you've talked so long that now we only have time for one song.
Wait a minute.
It's up to you. You can do whatever song you want. But what I will do now is I will tell everybody what they need to know.
Okay, got it.
I will issue a formal farewell.
All right. Yep.
To which you will respond, "Thanks so much, Frank." And then you can play whatever last song you want.
Got it.
Is that going to work?
Yes.
Becky.
Let's do this one. This one won an award.
Becky Buller is on the fiddle. She heads the Becky Buller Band. She won two IBMA awards last night. And Ned Lubarecki plays the banjo and the guitar. He also won an award for Best Banjo Player. Nate Lee on the mandolin. A member of the Becky Buller Band, and she's going to perform at the Red Hat Amphitheater in Raleigh tonight. The First Ladies of Bluegrass. You can find details at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. We had help today from Jenny Lawson. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of the Becky Buller Band.
I'm speaking to that mountain, and brother, I believe God above can't move it, but he might want to move me. Trials and tribulations mark the path of life, from pebbles in my shoes, boulders I can't climb. What may seem like stumbling blocks standing in my way are just a few more stepping stones to help me build my faith. I'm speaking to that mountain, and brother, I believe God above can move it, but he might want to move me. Shack and Abednego faced with that fiery furnace so many years ago. They said Nebuchadnezzar, our God can bring us through, but even if he doesn't, we're never gonna bow to you. Oh, I'm speaking to that mountain, and brother, I believe God above can move it, but he might want to move me. Brother, I believe God above can move it, but in my world.